Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Claude Guéant is sentenced to 1 year in prison, of which 8 of actual prison time, in the Élysée polls case. The former Secretary General of Nicolas Sarkozy's presidency was found guilty of favoritism. Another close relation of Nicolas Sarkozy, Patrick Buisson, is sentenced to 2 years of a suspended prison sentence and a 150,000 euro fine. Also in the news, the vaccination pass will come into force on Monday. The text was validated in its entirety by the Constitutional Council today. The green light was given to the identity check at the entrance of bars and restaurants. On the other hand, they rejected the measure which imposes sanitary checks at the entrance of political gatherings. Overtime worked by hospital staff will be paid double until the end of February, as announced by Olivier Véran. The Minister of Health evokes a just recognition of caregivers for their exceptional mobilization since the beginning of the health crisis. And Airbus strikes hard. The manufacturer has just cancelled an order worth several billion dollars from Qatar Airways. The conflict over another case, that of the A350 fuselage, is behind this decision. This is a spectacular decision in the aerospace industry for such a large order. The price of fruit and vegetables is at its highest, with an increase of 9% in 2 years, according to the annual observatory of the Consumers Association Famille Rurale. A family of four must now pay an average of 450 euros per month to eat in accordance with the recommendations of health authorities. Abroad, the one-on-one discussion lasted 2 hours between the heads of American and Russian diplomacy, who have met today in Geneva. Both men recognized it was a frank discussion with one objective, to try to find a way out of the Ukrainian crisis. Upon arrival, the United States promised a written response next week to the condition set by Moscow, namely the withdrawal of NATO troops from Eastern Europe. Exchanges are expected to continue in the coming weeks. And then tennis, with the feat of Adrian Manarino at the Australian Open. The French player qualified for the round of 16 by dominating the Russian Karatsev in 4 sets. He will face Rafael Nadal in the next round. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.